one ha'ara that's not mamish related to today's daf, but it's really related to today's daf and the next several daf, and that we're going to learn from a high level, because really we're getting into Chalukas Ha'aretz and this whole parsha. It's a whole segment of the Torah, Perek Chavav in Sefer Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas, and I just think it's kedai to talk a little bit about this inyan with one Dover Nifla at the end. And that is, so the psukim that the Tanoim debated in today's daf, as we said, come from Parshas Pinchas. Perek Chavav. Now, if you look at the beginning of Perek Chavav, the Perek begins as follows. Vayihi acharei ha-magefa. It was after the Magefa. What do you mean, Vayihi acharei ha-magefa? It's right after the story of Pinchas ben Elazar and Aharon HaKohen. By the way, Perek Chavav and Parshas Pinchas, just to demonstrate how not tucked away this is, it's before Sheni. Not even holding by Sheni yet. But either way, Vayihi achrei ha-magefa. Vayom Hashem al-Moshe ve'el Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen le'mor. And Hashem comes to Moshe and to Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen, and he tells them, Su'u es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael. I want you to count the Jews. Mi ben esrim shana v'mayla l'veis avoysam kol yoytzei tzavah b'Yisrael. I want you to go ahead. I want you to count all the Yidden. Vayedaber Moshe ve'elazar ha-Kohen oisam ba'arvas mayav. This is all in Arvas mayav. Al yardein yurechai. That's where they are. Lema miben esm shonav amaylo. Kashotziv Hashem es Moshe v'nei Yisrael ha-yoytzim. Be'eretz Mitzrayim. And then you have all the psukim and a tremendous arichos where Moshe and Elazar are counting the Yidden. Ruvein b'char Yisrael b'nei Ruvein. Chanoich mishpachas ha-chanoichi. Lefalu mishpachas ha-palui. Lechetzrei mishpachas ha-chetzreini. Etc. It's pasuk after pasuk after pasuk after pasuk. And all the Yidden end up being counted. The last pasuk is Eile p'kudei b'nei Yisrael. How many Yidden were there? Sheish meyos elef. 600,000, the Aleph, and 1,000, Shvam Meir, so Shloshim, 730. So it's 601,730. And we're holding now by Pasuk Nun Beis. So Pasuk Aleph and Perek Chavavos, Vahi Achrea Magefa, Vayom Hashem Al Moshe, Vallaz Ben Haran HaKoy Lemer, go count the Jews. Pasuk Nun Aleph, we finished the census. So it took 51 psukim to go through this. And in Pasuk Nun Aleph, we have our number, 601,730. Pasuk Nun Beis, Vayedaber Hashem Al Moshe Lemer, Le'ela Techole Ka'oretz Benachala, Bemispar Shemois. I want Eretz Yisrael to be divided lo eila to these chaver. This was the pasuk that the Gemara brought that lebaye yaretz neschal. You just counted up the Jews, 601,730. Right, males between the ages of Peseda. Okay, so from 20 years and old. So you know the cheshbin of the yidden, and to these yidden you're going to go and you're going to divide lo rav tabin nachlosay v'la maat tabin nachlosay ish lefi pekud of yuta nachlosay ach begoyri lecholik esaretz shmois matas avoysim yunchal. Oh, that's the other pasuk that us for a loop. It sounds like the Yotzim Mitzrayim Neschal Koretz. Al pi agoyro techolik nachalosim mein rab mein lamad. Again, all these psukim we're going to get very busy with in the next couple of daf. But the bottom line is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefaces Chalukas Eretz Yisrael with the Minyan HaShvatim. We count up all the Yidden, we come up with a census, and the next pasuk is Le'ela techolik haaretz benachala b'mispar shemas. We just counted the Yidden. These are the Yidden you're going to give Eretz Yisrael too. The Abar Benel in his Pirush al HaTorah right here says that it's not a coincidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the Yidden, and then the next pasuk is La'ilot Echolik Aretz Benachla B'Mispashemes. Obviously, these two stories are being juxtaposed for a reason. And the Abar Benel says the reason is as follows. The Yidden are about to enter Eretz Yisrael. And when they're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, they're going to fight a war. And it's Derech HaMelochim, it's the Derech of the kings, to know how many soldiers he has to go ahead and fight for him. And for that reason, the Yidden are about to fight the war of the kings, so you have to know how many Yidden there are. To Derech HaMelochim, says the Barbanel, Sheyimnu Chayaleim, Lavayb L'Melchama. Right? How many soldiers do they have that are about to fight? And he said, not just that. The Yidden are going to enter Eretz Yisrael, they're going to divide the land. Okay, so how many Jews is the land going to be divided amongst? Right, you're about to enter the land, and you're going to fight the fight, and you're going to divide the land. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you should go ahead and you count it. And the Abar Benel says that if you're holding cheshbin in Pshutei Shel Mikra, this is the second time in Sefer Bamidbar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the Jews. Like, when's the first time? right in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. How does Sefer Bamidbar start? Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Midbar Sinai ba'oyo moed ve'echol ha'chodesh ha'sheini ba'shona ha'shenis l'tzeis ha'mi'aretz Mitzrayim lemor. Su'u esroish kol adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishpachoysam l'veis ha'voysam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted the Yidin right in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. Now, when did he count them? When was it? What was the date? It was Be'echol ha'chodesh ha'sheini ba'shona ha'shenis l'tzeis ha'mi'aretz Mitzrayim. It was the second year for when the Yidin had left Mitzrayim. The Yidin left Mitzrayim Pesach, right? So we know when that is. So this is a full year later. It's on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It's the second month. And this is the day, this is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Su'u es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael mishpachayisim, I want you to count the Yidin. So it says that Bar Benel, again, sometimes, oymek pshuta shal mikra, I think we all got a better appreciation from it, from the Rashban, right? That we're learning above a basra, but it's pirish al-tayin. But it's half of a fell, just when you sit down and just follow the psukim. In the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, it's the second year, it's Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The Yidin are about to enter Eretz Yisrael, right? This is before all the tzaris. This is before the miraglin, right? It was the Chet HaEgel, so yeah, that happened. That happened right away, right? That happened. Mamush when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be mekabel the luchos. Oh, but vayoyim Hashem solachti kidvarecha. That's not the Isak now. The reason the Yidden are in the midbar for 40 years is because of the miraglin. The miraglin didn't happen yet. The miraglin is going to happen in a couple of parishes, right? It's about midbar. You have Nasa, you have Baloy Yisrael, Shlach. Yeah, that's when all the tzaris come. But until Shlach, right? That's vayivka balaylahu. That's the b'chir l'dayis. But until then, there's no Tisha B'Av yet. That all wasn't supposed to play itself out. So right now, the Yidden are supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. In fact, you know when the Jews were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in the Torah. They were supposed to start traveling on Chaf Iyar. Chaf Iyar. And they were supposed to go Derech Shloishes Yom. It's a pasuk in the Torah. They were supposed to go Derech Shloishes, it's a pasuk in Parashas Baal Oyscha. Derech Shloishes Yomim Chaf Iyar. Meaning they were going to enter the land in Cheshvin Chaf Gimaliyah. That's really when they were supposed to enter Eretz Yisrael. Maybe some Kvitzas HaDerech. But that's when they were supposed to enter the land. So it says, now Bar Benel, the Yidden right here in the beginning of Bamidbar are supposed to enter the land. Oh, Gavalik, they're supposed to enter the land. What does the king do? Counts them. Why do you count them? Kaminin Chayoloisov. I have to know how many people are fighting for me. We're about to enter the land. We're going to divide up the land. How many Jews are entering the land? Le'ilot Ichor HaKaretz. So Hashem counts them. But you know what happened? You know what happened? Nasai, and then Baloischa, and Vayim Kimis Oinanim, and that gets delayed, and then all of a sudden, you have the Chet of the Meragim, and then 40 years pass. But in Parshas Pinchas, it's already 40 years later, says the Bar Benel. Follow the Psukim. It's already 40 years later. And now the dust settled on all the tzaras and the gzeir of the Meraglim. That's already bygones. And now the Yidden are ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. Tzim So you know what happens in Parshas Pinchas? It's Chazaras Hashir. Exactly what happened in the beginning of Parshas Ban Midbar. It chazes itself. It's Chazav in air. And now Hashem says, okay, so let's go back. It's 40 years later. A lot happened. A lot happened. But at the same time, now we can go back to what we initially had intended on doing, which is, we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and we have to count all over again. And that's in Pshutai Shel Mikra, the Cheshbin, of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the Yidden at this time. Now, if you look in Rashi Chumash, Rashi doesn't say this. Rashi says that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted the Bnei Yisrael in the beginning of Parashas by Midbar was Kishabola Hashra Shechinosei Alei Emanam, because he was coming to be Mashra Shechinosei. Right, Be'echad B'nisam Hukam HaMishkan, U'Be'echad Be'ir Emanam. We once spoke out from the Maral and the Guri Aryeh. We spoke of that earlier in Masechtas Bava Basra with a Tosefes Kneich from Rab Shmuel Yankov. I understand. If Be'echad B'nisan Hukama Mishkan, and you're counting for the Mishkan, so why are you first counting in Chaydashir? So that's already raid we've spoken about in the past. But that's the reason that Klai Yisrael was counted here. Why would the Yidden count in a Parshas Pinchas? That's also Rashi and Chumash. In Parshas Pinchas, Vayhi Acharei HaMagefa, Zok Tehilge Rashi, Mashal Uroya, Shenichnusu Ze'evim L'toich Edroi, because this was right after the Magefa of Tzoreres HaMidyonim, that Magefa, the Magefa of Pinchas, and the Magefa of Bilam, and all that Tzoreres that happened with the Gilead Arayis of Midyan, and because of that, so many Jews died. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, I have to know Minyan HaNesarim. Davaracher, Rashi says, Kishiyotzim in Mitzrayim, v'nimsru l'moysha, nimsru loy b'minyan. Kadosh Baruch Hu had given Moshe Rabbeinu a pekodin. The pekodin was the Jews. Achshav shekarav lomus, u'lahachzir tzoyne, this is 40 years later. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is waiting to, okay, you have to return the Pekodin, Machsir B'minyan, you have to count them. How many Jews did I give you? And how many Jews are you giving me back? But this is Rashi. But Abar Ben El says that in his understanding, in the Oymek Pshutai Shal Mikra, the Yidden were being counted when they entered Eretz Yisrael. They were supposed to enter Eretz Yisrael in Chodesh Iyar. So Chodesh Iyar, he goes ahead and he counts them. And then 40 years happen. So 40 years later, Parashas Pinchas, okay, now we're ready to go in again. This is really the second counting. It's a chazara of that counting in Parashas Midbar, because unfortunately that was a false start. Because that counting never really happened. It was meant for when the Yidden were going to enter Eretz Yisrael. But ultimately, that generation did not enter Eretz Yisrael.